I know I feel better overall when I get outside and I get active. But when I don't have the right gear, especially when the weather is unpredictable this spring, it's harder to live that life that I really want. And that's why I'm sort of obsessed now with my Vessi shoes. I have two pairs, and I'm literally wearing at least one of them every day because Vessis are so comfortable, they're easy to get on and off when I'm on the go, and they are super stylish. I love how they look. Plus, get this, they're also 100% waterproof. And I really turn to my Stormburst high tops when I'm ready for a bit more adventuring out and about. They are so versatile, though. I can wear them for everyday errands and getting things done, or taking them into the elements, from beach days to walking around the city to a rainy day hike. Elevate your spring wardrobe with Vessi's Stormburst shoes. Discover more at vessi.com/newsworthy. Get your pair today to get an automatic 15% off your first purchase at checkout and be ready to step out in style, rain or shine. Trust me, you will not regret this. Go to vessi.com/newsworthy to get your new favorite shoes with an automatic 15% off your first purchase at checkout.
Today is Tuesday, May 10th. We're talking about a record-breaking heat wave and wildfires impacting people in several states this week, and what Russia's president said about Western nations in a big speech. Also, how millions of Americans could qualify for free high-speed internet, and what the latest data shows about the baby formula shortage. Plus, reasons for the latest big drop on Wall Street, a controversy surrounding the popular game Wordle, and big-name stars signed on to do a musical about Taco Bell. Welcome, welcome to The Newsworthy. All the day's news in around 10 minutes. Fast, fair, fun, and on the go. I'm Erica Mandy. Thanks so much for being here. You ready? Let's do this. Russians celebrated the day their country triumphed over Nazi Germany in World War II, and they did it by hearing their current president talk about a current war. President Putin used the occasion to try to defend Russia's invasion of Ukraine. He claimed it was necessary because Western nations were, quote, preparing for the invasion of our land. It's not clear if he was actually talking about Russia or territory within Ukraine that he considers to be Russian. Still, Putin's speech was much tamer than many of Ukraine's allies were expecting. They were worried Putin would announce an even broader war effort, but he didn't do that. After he spoke, there was a massive parade of troops, tanks, and military hardware in Moscow. Meanwhile, Russian troops are still launching attacks across Ukraine, hitting both military and civilian targets. The U.S. says on top of that, Ukrainian civilians are being sent to Russia against their will. The Pentagon spokesperson wouldn't say much more about it, but Ukrainian officials have said they're living in filtration camps. Russia denies all of it, saying that about a million Ukrainians have come to Russia, but that it was their choice to do so. Back in the U.S., Democrats and Republicans have been united in their support of Ukraine. Just yesterday, President Biden signed a bill that lets the U.S. get weapons to the war-torn country more quickly. The bill got overwhelming bipartisan support in Congress, and lawmakers are expected to pass even more aid for Ukraine soon. In a lot of the United States, the weather forecast looks a lot more like August than it does May. Several states have been dealing with unusually hot temperatures for this time of year, on top of extremely critical wildfire threats. So first, let's talk about the heat. It started with Texas over the weekend. Now the heat wave has expanded to the north and east, so tens of millions of Americans are getting temperatures into the 90s to triple digits for the first time this year. These extreme temperatures are moving into the lower Mississippi Valley and southern plains over the next couple of days. And by the end of the week, 90-degree weather will reach places in the Midwest, like Chicago. As for the wildfire risk, it's described as extremely critical in parts of New Mexico, Colorado, Oklahoma, and Texas. That's the highest risk category. Forecasters blame the heat, the drought, and high winds. Several fires are burning out of control, especially in New Mexico. Their conditions are not expected to let up until Friday. So the National Weather Service is telling people to be prepared to evacuate and to take all the orders seriously when they come. Voters in two more states are headed to the polls today. Both Nebraska and West Virginia are holding primary elections for congressional seats along with other offices. In West Virginia, there's an especially interesting race since the state lost a seat in the U.S. House because its population shrank. So two current Republican congressmen are going against each other to see who gets to stay. Overall, the races in both Nebraska and West Virginia could shape the midterm elections this November, since that's when Republicans hope to win back control of the U.S. Congress, and Democrats hope to hold on to it. Stay tuned. The federal government is teaming up with big internet companies in the hopes of helping millions more Americans get online. The Biden administration says it reached a deal with 20 service providers like AT&T, Verizon, Comcast, and more. They've agreed to provide high-speed internet access for just $30 a month in low-income areas. Then the White House announced a federal subsidy that will effectively make it less expensive or even free for those who qualify. So, who's eligible for this? Americans whose income is at or below 200% of the federal poverty level. And if anyone in their household uses other federal programs like Medicaid or a veteran's pension, they qualify as well. An estimated 48 million American households will make the cut. So we're talking about 40% of the country. This is all part of the $1 trillion bipartisan infrastructure bill that Congress passed last year. People can apply at a new government website that was just launched this week. It's getinternet.gov. Wall Street is still dealing with a brutal sell-off. Stocks fell for the third day in a row, sliding to new lows for the year. The Dow dropped about 2%, the S&P went down 3%, and the NASDAQ fell by more than 4%. Other assets like oil and Bitcoin tumbled too. The Wall Street Journal says investors are worried about a lot of the same issues, like how inflation is running at its fastest pace in decades, and how the Federal Reserve is raising interest rates that could slow the economy. There was also new data out of China this week that shows how trade has slowed down. Of course, the ongoing war in Ukraine doesn't exactly help the supply chain problem either. Analysts say the bottom line is markets do not like uncertainty, so they could stay volatile for a while longer. All right, we have much more news still ahead, but first, let's take a quick break for our sponsor. There are some amazing doctors out there, but really, the only ones that matter are the ones who actually take your insurance. With ZocDoc, you can focus on doctors who are in-network, putting you on the path to see the doctors who are right for you. No more wasting time hunting down Aunt Shirley's cash-only chiropractor or the dentist your coworker recommended who's out of your network. I've been there. I got a bunch of recommendations from friends for a dentist, but it turns out none of them took our insurance, and I wasted a bunch of my time calling around. Soon, I realized I could just get a full list of local doctors who are in-network for me with ZocDoc. If you're not familiar, ZocDoc is a free app that shows you doctors who are patient-reviewed, take your insurance, and are available when you need them. In the chaotic world of healthcare, let ZocDoc be your guide to find a quality doctor in a way that is surprisingly pain-free. Go to ZocDoc.com/newsworthy and download the ZocDoc app for free. Then start your search for a top-rated doctor today. Many are available within 24 hours. That's ZocDoc. ZocDoc.com/newsworthy, ZocDoc.com/newsworthy. It's getting even harder to find baby formula right now. Datassembly tracks when various retailers' websites and apps have the message out of stock. And its newest data found, nationwide, 40% of the most popular baby formula brands were out of stock the last week in April. And that's up from 31% just 2 weeks earlier when we first told you about this same shortage. Supply chain issues related to the pandemic were initially behind this, as many other industries have dealt with too. But then a recall and an expansion of that recall made things much worse. And news of the shortage is likely also causing some panic buying and hoarding, though some major retailers have already limited how much people can buy at once. So despite manufacturers' promises that they're working 24/7 to make more formula available, and the White House saying they're looking into this too, it doesn't seem to be enough, at least not yet. Of course, baby formula is considered the only viable substitute for breast milk, and the shortage has also led to the cost of formula going up when you can find it. He's a Grammy Award-winning rapper and songwriter, and he's been featured in chart-topping songs like Camila Cabello's Havana. But now the rapper known as Young Thug has been arrested and booked in jail on gang-related charges. Online jail records show he's accused of two counts that stem from 2013 and 2018. Authorities in Atlanta, Georgia, where he was arrested, are not saying much yet. But a local news reporter there tweeted that Young Thug and rapper Gunna are among 28 defendants charged in a 56-count indictment, and that Young Thug is accused of renting a car that was used in a murder. Expect more details to come out later about this one. The hugely popular puzzle game Wordle was scrambling to change the winning word yesterday. The word fetus seemed a little too closely tied to recent news. Because remember, it was just last week that the draft opinion from the U.S. Supreme Court that, if finalized, would overturn Roe v. Wade was leaked. If you're not familiar, Wordle is a free online game that gives players six chances to guess a five-letter word, and the word resets each day. Well, just a few months ago, the New York Times acquired the game. And the Times put out a statement this week trying to explain that the answer was loaded into the game last year and the timing of the word fetus was a coincidence and unintentional, that the game is meant to entertain and stay separate from the news. But even after changing the winning word, the company explained its current technology meant some people would still see the outdated answer. You might start seeing non-fungible tokens, or NFTs, on Instagram. Mark Zuckerberg, the CEO of Instagram's parent company, Meta, first shared this news this week. He said creators and collectors will be able to share NFTs on their profiles, although for now, only a small group of people will have that ability. On Instagram, the NFT details will be displayed sort of how you see tagged profiles and products right now. If you click on that tag, you'll see details like the creator and owner of the digital collectible. And there won't be any fees associated with posting or sharing an NFT on the platform. Instagram executives say this could also help introduce the technology of NFTs to a broader range of people. And more users will be able to display their own NFTs in the future on Instagram and on Facebook. Other social media companies are already doing this, like Twitter. It introduced NFTs on its platform with hexagon-shaped profile pictures. A country music legend is teaming up with a modern rap superstar to make a new musical. And get this, it's going to be about Taco Bell's Mexican pizza. Yep, Dolly Parton and Doja Cat, two Taco Bell ad partners, are making Mexican Pizza the musical. Parton shared a picture of the screenplay on Instagram. And with that, we know it's about how the internet lost its mind when Taco Bell took the Mexican pizza off its menu in 2020. The musical was written by the same writer who did Obi-Wan Kenobi and other famous projects. Oh, and there are a couple of Grammy-winning songwriters doing the music. It's coming out later this month on TikTok, about a week after the Mexican pizza returns to Taco Bell's menu. That's it for the main news today. So now it's time for Trivia Tuesday, when we ask a different trivia question every week. But first, this podcast is sponsored by Indeed. There are at least two sides to every story, but if you want to hire great talent for your business faster, there's one way to do it. You need Indeed. Indeed is the number one job site in the world with more total visits than any other job site, according to Comscore. In fact, in this minute I've been talking to you, 16 hires were made on Indeed, according to Indeed data worldwide. Why? Because Indeed is the hiring platform where you can attract, interview, and hire all in one place. You can find great talent faster through time-saving tools like Indeed Instant Match, assessments, and virtual interviews. I always appreciate tools that make my life easier and more efficient. And with Instant Match, over 80% of employers get quality candidates whose resume on Indeed matches their job description the moment they sponsor a job, according to Indeed data in the U.S. So start hiring now with a $75 sponsored job credit to upgrade your job post at Indeed.com/newsworthy. Offer good for a limited time. Claim your $75 credit now at Indeed.com/newsworthy. Indeed.com/newsworthy. Terms and conditions apply. Pay per qualified applicant not available for all users. Need to hire? You need Indeed. Okay, now back to Trivia Tuesday. Today's trivia question is, a male donkey is a jack. But what is the female called? You can answer the question and play along on Instagram. Find and follow us at NewsworthyPod. Just look for the trivia quiz in our Instagram stories today. As for last week's trivia question, what is the most consumed manufactured drink in the world? The answer is tea. Data from the United Nations says the world drinks about 6 billion cups of tea each day. It's actually the national drink of China and India. Tea is thought to have been first harvested in 2700 BC. Legend has it, a Chinese emperor accidentally discovered tea when he was boiling water in the garden and a leaf from a wild tea tree drifted into his pot. Of course, a lot has changed since then. The British people came up with a ritual of afternoon tea. The tea bag was apparently invented by a New York merchant in the early 1900s. Also around that time, iced tea came about in St. Louis, Missouri. And now that's how most people drink their tea here in the United States. Well, thank you so much for listening today and making us part of your daily routine. We'll be back with another news roundup tomorrow. Until then, have a great day.
If you own a vehicle with less than 200,000 miles and have an auto warranty about to expire or no warranty coverage at all, listen up.
CarShield has a low-cost, month-to-month vehicle protection plan that covers more parts than ever. Visit carshield.com/audio to find out how you could pay almost nothing for covered auto repairs. Drivers who activate this vehicle protection today will also receive free roadside assistance, free towing, and car rental options at no additional cost. Get your free quote today at carshield.com/audio. That's carshield.com/audio.